All right. How about that? That is Kristen, you did a great, I mean, and that's good. That gets me all fired up to start the day out, right? Great holiday weekend. And now we are back to work. And I'm going to talk today about just continuing this marketing calendar. And so we will get right into the program today. And here we go. Let me get up here. All right. I got, and guys, Nashville is just plain over the top. Well, I mean, we're in the middle of getting some finalization on our spot. We'll be talking more about that. But I mean, literally, Nashville is, you wouldn't even believe. I'm going to show you a picture. You won't even believe. So when you come to Nashville, you're going to have fun. I promise you that with the Sales Team Pro event. Okay. Of course, we always remind you of this. Lucas is around always. If you have ideas, send them to us. We never get tired of the ideas. We're going to show you. We've got today the some new stuff that we're going to roll out. And then, of course, Kristen is in charge of putting all the programs together. So make sure and reach out to her. If you're a $100,000 earner and, you know, we want to hear from you. All right. And if you have specific, you know, like we got some stuff coming up this weekend on technology, if you have some good stuff and you're a $100,000 earner, I mean, we want to get, you know, want to hear from you. So make sure and hit her up. We got our same schedule. Nothing's changed, you know, as far as the kit, you know, everything that we do, the introduction to money, join the team, all this kind of stuff. Keep pushing this stuff. It's just like, you know, the when we were running Tuesday night trainings, okay, and company overviews, we always push to get people to Tuesday night training and the company overview. And we always looked at our attendance. Now we've gotten this thing, you know, to where it's digital, it's easy, it's stuff like that. But I still would be pushing to put people in there because, you know, it gives them a focus point, that kind of thing. So you might think about that. And I told, we've been talking about, now look, this is the Nashville picture, just that I, to, you know, found on the internet, just a normal little picture. Now check this out on 4th of July. Is that the most, is that incredible? Okay. I mean, that's Broadway downtown 4th of July. I think that, I don't know what the final numbers were, but they said between 400,000 and 600,000 people showed up for the fireworks display. That's what Nashville's all about. Nashville is, I mean, usually believe it, guys. People come here and they're like, it's the greatest town that's ever been, most friendly people. Guess what? You will love it. We're doing that for our kickoff, our convention, which will be in October. Saturday, we've got
Roy?
Yes.
Just for flight information, what time do you think you're starting on Thursday and what time do you think it'll be over Sunday? Well,
so here's what our plan is. On Thursday, we're going to have a dinner for any of the $100,000 earners. Okay. If you want to come in early, we're going to start on Friday at 3:00. Okay. And we're going to end on Saturday at 5 or 6 o'clock with the idea that you'll get Saturday night off. We're going to have a venue to go to, music venue, that kind of deal. Sunday's a great day in Nashville. And I'll say this, if any of you are thinking about making, you know, have fun coming down here, I would leave on Monday. And because what happens is the weekends in Nashville are so packed that you saw what 4th of July was like. It's not like that every weekend, but it's long lines and stuff like that. But on Sunday, everything is open and, but the crowds are not there. So, you know, even if you left Sunday night, it would give you a full day downtown running around, that kind of stuff. So anyway, good question. All right. Okay. So we talked about the 2 weeks off and prepare for July. We're into July, you know, we're 6 days into July. And, so, you know, what you want to be thinking about is you got 9 days left and keep that in your head. You know, the first 15 days, you create the plan, how and how many, the schedule, when it gets done, you're working, you change the way you view things. You start saying to yourself, you know, if I'm going to give you an example on compressing your activity. If you took the first 6 months right now and you said, I did this much business. And if I had a full calendar, okay, and I just compressed what I did in 6 months into a 3 or 4 a day appointment schedule, okay? So let's just say you had 3 or 4 appointments per day. So let's say you did however many appointments you did, okay? How many appointments you've done this year. So let's say you've done 100 appointments, whatever it is. And you came back and you said, well, that's about a 2 hour. If I was doing 4 appointments a day, how many days of the month of the year would I've used to get done what's taken 6 months? All right. And you say to yourself, well, I, you know, I had 100 appointments. If I was doing 25 appointments a week, I could have done that in the first month and taken the last 5 off and done the same amount of business. So you start thinking about compressing, becoming your schedule gets optimized. Okay. So you're getting more done in shorter periods of time so you can go and do the things you want to do. I'm leaving on Monday to go to Kohler, Wisconsin. I'm going to play golf up there. They're having the Ryder Cup. I'm going to leave on Monday. I'm going to come back in on Saturday morning. And so I'm going to play golf all week. And then I'm coming back on Saturday morning and I'm playing in another little golf tournament on the weekend. So I'm going to play 7 days in a row of golf. All right. And guess what? I'm going to get things done. I had to put on my U4. It said, how much time, I got a call. How much time do you put into Sales Team Pro, and how much time do you put into the radio show? And gosh, guess what I told them? I put 3 hours a week into Sales Team Pro, and I put 2 hours a week into the radio show. How about that? All right. So if you have everything optimized, you can get things done in a short period of time. So start thinking about that and get your first half of the month rocking, and then eventually start thinking, okay, well, I'm gonna move it into the first week of the month. And I'm going to get my month done in a week. And then everything else is extra. All right. And you start thinking this way, then you can coast in and finish out the month just like you did in June. Okay. This was the goal of, you know, 25,000 in a month. And I think we've got some people that went and did that, that are on the call that probably never done it or didn't think that way. You do 1 million in securities, 10,000 in premium. Okay. And there's 28,000 a month as an RVP. Okay. Just on your personal, it's 300 grand just on your personal stuff. And if you look at that, it's not that much business. Okay. So then we started on the calendar. So I'm going to get into some of the things that you need to be thinking about on the calendar. So, you know, you should go through and look at the campaigns in Sales Team Pro. Now, why do you look at those? And then what you do is you say, well, I'm going to use, this is going to be my campaign I'm going to use for this month. Okay. I'm going to give you an example. Back in the early days, when I started in 2008, just to give you a little background, I had decided that I had 40,000 customers between my hierarchy. And I was like, you know what? I'm not on the radio anymore. All right. I need to have something. So in the early, like 2002, I hired a company, 2001, 2002, and we paid a company, I think it was like $7,000 at that time, to go through and update our database. In other words, get all the phone numbers and all the, we paid a company to do that. Okay. To get good data. And then what I decided was I was going to start doing email. And this is back before people really even did email hardly. And I was going to start using email to start contacting these people. So we would call them. And at that time I hired someone 20 hours a week that did nothing but call my customers. All right. So they started doing that. And then eventually I had some work in 40 hours a week, similar to what Breed does now. And back then in 2002, I worked on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Okay. And I came in on Tuesdays and I came in on Thursdays and I had a full day every day. Okay. Doing that. And that year, the first year I did that, I did 15 million. Okay. In securities production myself. Okay. That was a first year doing that kind of stuff. And the reason it worked is because I had a system in place that I was going to reach out, started getting emails from everybody. And then what I would do is put these videos together. I bought a green screen studio, and this is a long, long time ago. I would stand in front of the screen. Some of those things, Lucas built them for me. And I would stand in front of the screen, and they're on the internet right now. If you just Google me, you'll see there's stuff on there that I did years and years ago. And I would send these videos out as a link, okay, to an email campaign. And I would send out things like subject lines that were negative subject lines. So let me give you an example about a negative subject line. People hate life insurance. So I would send out something like how to determine how much life insurance you need. That was the subject line. So guess what would happen? I'd send out thousands of these things and only 40 people would open it or something like that. But guess what I did? Out of those 40 people, I did business with almost all of them because I was sending a negative subject line that I didn't want them to open it unless they would sort for me. And so I would do that stuff. So I started doing all these marketing. So now what you can do is you go through the campaigns and you start your calendar. You say in the month of July, this is my campaign. In the month of August, this is my campaign. This is the next campaign. This is the next campaign. And then you can do those either the form campaigns and broadcast it, or you can turn around and create your own campaign. All right. And you can try some negative subject lines, try to get people not to open it and then kind of look through and see who did that kind of thing. So start thinking about pick out some campaigns and start going through and say, I'm going to have, an IRA campaign at the beginning of the year or whatever it may be. So we do that kind of stuff. We got this client survey, which I'm going to kind of roll out. And actually, Lucas and Steve put this whole thing together, and I'll let them. And Josh was the brainchild behind it, Josh Mock. And they've been working on this thing, and it's tricked out, and you're going to see. Okay. Then you learn how to use the broadcast. All right. The broadcast, you can sort. Okay, you can sort by zip code, you can sort by people that have emails, you can sort by people that don't have emails. All right, you can sort by anything you want to sort by, and you can start sending that out. You utilize your landing pages. You say, well, this month I'm going to do the $50 a month one, and maybe send out an email campaign about that, or I'm going to do the F&A or whatever with these links and landing pages. So we're doing that. Then you have your agent center. So you might pick out, just like I do, all these kickoff meetings, they're planned. All right. I plan what we're going to do. We're going to do this technology deal this time. We're going back to doing securities next time. Okay. So it's going to be how to market mutual funds. And my idea of the next one is, how do you market? I've had people ask me all the time. You do American funds all the time. Will you do something and show us how we do American funds? We're going to do that. We're going to do that. Josh and I are going to do it on the clubhouse. And then I'm going to do it again in the kickoff meeting. Then we'll have somebody else come in and say, well, this is how I present Invesco, or this is how I present an annuity. Okay. This is how I present a fixed annuity, a variable annuity, all this kind of stuff. This is how I do managed accounts. So we're going to do that. Well, the training center would be part of the way that you could use to market. You could sit there and tell all of your people, look, this is what we're doing. Okay. We're going to go through and we're going to do this. Okay. Then you can push your team to get the podcast. So now you're building your asset, your client base. All right, by going out and putting things in place on your calendar. And then you're building your training system to where you have something going on. I used to do this in November. I would have a full-timer meeting, what I would consider my planning session. I would bring my assistant in and we would go to a hotel. We would rent a conference room at a hotel to get out of the office. We would start that morning early, have lunch there, do all that kind of stuff, spend a whole day. And we would plan out all of the marketing we were going to do for the year, all of the events we were going to do for the year, all the contests that we were going to run. Like, for instance, in February, what do you run? You give away a box of Valentine's candy for the first 14 days. All right. Right. And roses. And we did all that kind of stuff for people who are producing. So we went and did all this. And then we had this calendar, and my assistant knew exactly what we were doing. All right. And she would take over and delegate all of the training speakers. Okay. So I didn't have to worry about any of that. Training would happen on a Tuesday night. We had a calendar. We had an outline of the calendar. We knew who the speakers were from the month before because we had a way of doing it. We had income requirements. Okay. And then the calendar from the previous month. And then the calendar would start on the 15th. So the 15th through the 15th, she would delegate all that. I didn't do that. So then I would come rolling into training. Everything was happening. Okay. Sign-in sheets at the front. Okay. We'd pass around, they would have the attendance log. We'd have all these kind of things going on. All right. And the standings. Okay. Everybody walk in, we'd have our leaders bulletin. Had every bit of this stuff because it was put in place in a written format to where everybody did it. Then we distributed it out to all of the full-timers, all the people participating. And then I was out of it. All I had to do was come in and do what I was going to do, which is what I do like on the kickoff meetings. I know I have two things I do. I do the kickoff meeting for 15 or 20 minutes. All right. And I plan, you know, what we're going to do. And I do this on Tuesday. And then after that, pretty much, I mean, I talk to Lucas and Bree and Steve and Kristen a little bit. Okay. I haven't seen any of these guys and I don't know when. I never met Steve one time. We're going to meet in October for the first time, face to face, built the whole system. So the point being is you can run your business, scale your business up and get free. That's what the goal is, to get free. You know, right now I do radio, I do sales team pro, and I do Primerica. I made 400,000 guys in the first 6 months of Primerica without a base shop. Okay. Working 1 or 2 days a week. I do this. Okay. Guys, this is why we build this. And you have to take the time in order to create a system to where it will run. You train your people, you get your people going. And the next thing you know, you have great music like this. I sit down, I don't know, whenever we started doing this with Kristen, and I outlined what the way I wanted it. All right. I put it on paper, sent it over to her. She made it better. That's how you do things. So you got to start thinking that way. So then you start thinking about this and you start thinking about how follow-up works. All right. This is an example and that of, you know, how much went into staying in touch with people, all this kind of stuff, open, not open, all this kind of stuff. Look at all these emails. Okay. They registered for all this. You finally get them in your pipeline. Okay. And this went all the way. If you look at all this client education series and went on and on and on, and then look at all the follow-up. Okay. All these are calls coming from the list or from all that, you know, call them back, do this, do that, all that kind of stuff. Look at all these. These are all, this is the same deal that we completed, finally completed it. All right. Now, why is this important? Because all of this works in conjunction with you having a system that generates recurring business. I was telling, I think Mike Armendariz and I were talking about, I was telling like, dude, I don't want any more appointments. I've created the system and honestly, I don't want any more appointments. All right. And I mean, I'm busy as can be all the time because I got this system rolling. So what I'm trying to do now is just get rid of a lot of the appointments that I don't want to work, that kind of deal. And I've been doing that, you know, Kristen, I've been giving Kristen and Dan some appointments. Okay. To do that kind of stuff. So that's how isn't that a great problem to have, to go out there and build something so smooth that you've got something happening all the time. Okay. So now what we do, we create this recurring marketing calendar for the agents and the clients. So this goes along with your goal. You say, well, I'm going to set a goal and how much am I going to spend? You plan the year in advance. Now we're looking at it again. We started talking about this a year ago. You go back and you say, okay, I'm going to set my goals. Are you reading your goals? Are you looking at them every day? Are you updating them? Right. So you get to the point where everything just rolls on its own, because eventually what happens is you will have it ingrained in such a way that you automatically do things that cause you to make money and you automatically don't do things that don't work. All right. And you do it because you're aware of it. You're looking at it. You're thinking about it. So you plan it out, you document it. This now, what is documenting? Documenting is taking it out of your brain and putting it on paper. All right. You put it on paper and I say paper, put it on your computer. So then that way you've got it. So then you can duplicate it however you want to do it. You can show people just like today. Okay. What I'm doing today, think about this. We're recording it. Okay. You get to see it. You can pass it on and let people review it. We're sticking all this stuff now into a password protected, you know, site. So people that are not even in Sales Team Pro can use it. You study the campaigns, landing pages, seasonal idea, test new ideas, make some special offers, target specific markets. These are things that you would do to get this going. You implement. Okay. And then you get very repetitive. You have something weekly. So let me give you an example. When you want to do things that are repetitive that people can understand every Tuesday, every Sunday, second Saturday of every month. Those are the kind of things that you do. Then everybody starts planning their year around what you're doing. So if you're going to do this, you can't, when you do random this and random that, it never works. So you want to get repetitive, weekly, monthly, okay, however you want to do it, and always be promoting what's next, okay? So now we keep going with our marketing calendar pieces. We got agents that we're going to market to. We got clients, right? We got products that we're going to market. So we can go in and pick out any product that we want to go talk about. All right. We could, we were talking about this prepaid legal, because we've had a lot of people as a result of the video, the Dean's put together, the client video, talk about a will. So we had people ask about that. So now you said, well, we could just do a campaign just on that. Okay. You know, is it something that you're going to jump all over and do, but hey, you know what it does? It opens the door, that kind of thing. You might be doing things that's strictly branding. For instance, you know, we sent out hundreds of thousands of emails this weekend for 4th of July. I mean, how good was that? That's called branding. All right. So we do that. You make offers. You're going to make some type of offer. You can pull that out of the links in the landing pages. You ask for referrals. This is part of what we put together on all the referral campaigns. All right. Look at this. Then you target markets. So we got products, we got markets. Okay. We got all these things that you can put in. You're going to approach it different. You're going to, you know, you're going to call, text, follow up from an email. Okay. You're going to do drop-ins. All right. You got all these different ways that you go about doing things. So now what's happening is your brain's like, man, I gotta, you know, I'm going every which way. Yeah. And what you want to do is you want to stack them on top of each other. And this is how you learn the power of doing three or four different things at once. So what's happening is you say, well, what triggered that? Well, I mean, here's what triggered it. You sent 20 emails and 10 birthday texts. Okay. And you may left 5 voicemails and stuff like that over a period of 2 years. And now they come over here and they hand you $200,000 and you make $5,000 or $6,000 on it. And you look back, you say, well, that's not that bad really, you know, considering I did this over 2 years. And I really only reached out maybe 10 or 12 times that I did something. It was running in the background. Otherwise, I make $5,000 or $6,000 for doing something like that. Yeah, that's how it works. Okay. It works that way, guys. And what happens is once you gather and start thinking about, I'm going to put more and more in the pipeline, we get more names in there, we get more follow-ups done. I'm going to do it consistently. Weekly, monthly, yearly, whatever it is, you're going to do all that. You got your follow-ups every quarter, every 6 months, whatever you choose on the lifetime value. Before you know it, you got this thing just rocking. And you know what happens? Every day I get some kind of notification where somebody signed up for something, or I see all the calls coming in through Answer Connect. And I see all these people calling, and then I look and my calendar's full. I already did an appointment before this morning. All right. So then you look at your revenue sources and you say, okay, where am I making money? Where can I improve on making my money? Am I getting all the IBRs done? Am I getting all the child riders done? Am I bumping up the PACs? Got all these different things that we can do. Okay. So then we look at our revenue streams. And we start growing. We say, well, how can we grow referrals? Let's just figure out a way. I'm going to do 3 different things to get referrals better. Okay. I'm going to get my personal production up. I'm going to go look at my personal market. What can I do? I'm going to get my overrides up. How do I get people more productive, more active, more engaged in doing things? All right. I got hierarchy. How can I get my RVPs involved? How can I get them doing more? So we start looking at all the ways we make money. Look at all these things. We got all these different products. We got additional coverage. We got IBR. We got interns. We got child riders. We got mutual funds, managed accounts, PACs, rollovers, repeat, in-service withdrawals, claims, annuities. Is this crazy? You got all these different ways. You can sit here with all of these and say to yourself, you know what? I'm just going to pick one of them. And I'm going to, you know what I did? I made a decision that I kept looking back. I said, you know what? I get all these claims and we never get the money. All right. So I just decided I was going to start working on that. All right, guys, I've done millions of dollars. Okay. Of people that do from claims. You know, it was funny. I took my son with me and I went to Moe's. It's like a Mexican place. And my son went with me. It was during the pandemic. And we did a $1.1 million rollover. It was $1.1 million where the guy had died. It was a claim. And then I went and did the rollover, $1.1 million plus life insurance. Okay. And I sit there at Moe's and he's like, Dad, you ever done $1 million in Moe's? I'm like, no. I said, you know, but here we are. Right. So the point being is I wanted to get better at the claims and I've done a bunch of these, bunch of claims, you know, when the claims come in, I'm like, okay, we're going to follow up on them. We're going to make it happen. That kind of deal. So anyway, got a lot of stuff here. I'm getting ready. So now you're looking and you're adding all this stuff up and you say, why is it that things are working? Guys, I do all this. Okay. This is what I've done for years. Okay. To where I go and I just make things happen like this, you know, trade shows are coming back up. Okay. We trade now get this, we get on the, we have radio, I have radio ads. And I trade radio ads, barter for trade show booths. Okay. Bree gets on the phone and calls these trade show booths and we offer to advertise them on my radio show and they give us a free booth. How about that? Been doing that forever. Okay. Advertising on the internet, traditional advertising. You know, I got stuff going on every single day. You got job fairs. Okay. We've done we do the same thing. We trade. You got your landing pages. You got videos. You can create your own videos. You got social media you can post to. Okay. I've had 24,000 listens to my podcast, my radio podcast this year. Email, you got your email database. You keep getting bigger. You got a sales assistant calling. You're doing stuff goodwill wise. What, you know, I'm in the middle now. I am getting like 200 to 300 of these Yetis with my logo on it. And I'm going to send these, they cost me $35. I'm sending these things out for Christmas to all of my big AUM high value clients. What do you think will happen? $35. I spend $7,000. Okay. And you know, what will happen. Okay. These people, they'll never lose this. It'll have my name on it. They'll take it to work. They'll be glad they did business with me, that kind of thing. So that's goodwill. We educate. That's why we bring people in to, you know, our classes, webinars, seminars, do some dinners, you know, invite people out, special events, referrals. I mean, golly, everything. All right. So then let me finish with this and we're going to go. We'll have some comments. Okay. Then you go into your agent calendar. Okay. So you got products and you outline that. You got your financial education. What do I mean by that? Well, the financial education, all your reps should sit through the 13-week course. All right. If they do that, they're going to learn. Then you got a whole thing on prospecting, right? A whole thing on how to set appointments, how you're going to present, how you're going to close. Okay. All these kind of things. Look at all this stuff. You can, guys, and here's the cool part about the majority of everything here. Okay. Once you do it, you don't really have to do it again. Okay. Because it doesn't change that much. I had some people ask me about my securities tapes. I've had my securities tapes. I did them 25 years ago for American Funds and it's 5 hours. I did it for Hector out in California. Guys, I say almost the same thing today, 25 years later, it just doesn't change. All right. So we do this. Now we got our agent calendar. Okay. Training calendar. You put it all together. I called it the system. That's what I had about a 50 page deal, which I can actually post. Remind me to do this, Lucas, we'll post that. It's called the system. All right. And I did it back in the early 90s. And the reason I did it was I paid Michael Gerber's company about $800 a month in 1993 to help me build my processes. So I would get something to run without me. I did a coaching call, $800 a month in 1993. And I did that for a year. And I went from having chaos and everything in my brain to chill. Everything, but people knew what they were doing. Okay. all the way down, all my processes. And then one day I woke up and I remember I had this base shop meeting. Used to at the end of the, my base shop training, everybody would just jump on me and I'd be asking, answering questions, all this kind of stuff. And then over time we got it so documented that nobody ever asked me any questions anymore. All right. Because they already had the answers in there and they would go to their people. All right. So start thinking about, this is why you got to go and build something that is more than just a hoop it up and holler. Okay. And hype it up type deal. Because if you do, one day, every time you put an hour in to fixing something and putting it together, you know, what'll end up happening. You get to use it for the rest of your life. You get one idea and guess what? You put it out. I took one time just on how to close. And I did this closing questionnaire and I tripled my business because I just documented what I would do on an appointment. Okay. To take it from the presentation through the close. And I would ask, like, people, it used to be people would say, well, what do you do if they don't have any life insurance? What do you say? And I said, well, it's real simple. Mr. Client, do you believe it's important to be fully insured in the event of a premature death? And they're like, yes. Great. With that being said, would it be important enough that you would be willing to set aside some money on a regular monthly basis to take care of that need? And they're like, yes. Well, I just bought. Okay. Yes, I need it. Yes, I'm willing to pay for it. So real quick, what I'd like to do is kind of show you how much you need. How much are you earning right now? $40,000. Okay, why don't we do this? Let's add a zero to your income. And that says you need about $400,000 of coverage. Let me explain how that works. If you took $400,000, we got 10% on your money, it would pay about $40,000 a year. How much are you making? $30,000. Okay, you need $300,000. So you're going to need $400,000 and $300,000. We'll probably put a little bit on the children. Now, what I'm going to do real quick is I'm going to give you some pricing. All right. But before I do that, let me kind of give you an idea of what, okay, most people do. And I did what's called Tom Hawkins' triplet of choice. Okay. Right. Majority of people will spend this much money. Some of the more fortunate few will spend this much on a regular monthly basis. And then there's those on a fixed limited budget that can only do this. Where would you fall? Well, I'm right in the middle. Okay, great. So if we could do something in the couple hundred dollar a month range, and you liked it and it made sense, would that fit your budget? Yes. Okay, great. Okay. While I'm doing this, what I want to do is if you remember early on, I had said that, you know, we worked the referrals. I'm going to give you a couple of referral sheets. If you go ahead and fill those out while I'm getting this together, okay, I can show you what's going on. Now, based on what you show, the 400 and the 300, this is what we've come up with, Mr. Client. It's going to cost you $82 a month. And just to kind of put that in perspective, this is going to replace your income. Now, based on your income right now, $40,000, you got another 25 years, you're going to make about $1 million over your lifetime. And Mary, you're going to make $600,000-$700,000 over your lifetime. So what we're going to do is we're putting together a plan that will replace $1.7 million of income. It's going to run $82 a month. Now, if you take that $82 a month, and you divide it into what you're earning, it's about 1% of your income. So I have a question for you. Would it make sense to put 1% aside to replace 100% of your income? And they're like, yeah, that makes sense. Great. Well, let me show you who we're going to place the coverage through. Primerica, da, 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 da. Real quick, I just need to get some information. What's your middle initial? Right. Now, I took that, which you guys are listening to, and I put that on a closing questionnaire. I additionally put it on tape. And we just went from $30,000 a month in premium 2 months later to $100,000 a month in premium because I watched people on appointments, my good guys who did a presentation. And guess what? They as soon as they got through doing the presentation, when it came to getting the close, they didn't know what to do. All right. And so I was like, what if I can optimize that? That one little optimization, that closing questionnaire, tripled my base shop and it did it almost in 90 days. All right. So guys, all this kind of stuff, if you start doing, you'll start seeing it happen. then utilize technology to make it better. Sales Team Pro, you need to know how to do it. Go through Bree's classes on how to use Sales Team Pro. Go through and learn how to use Zoom in a way that it's effective. You know, I've been selling all of you on Answer Connect. If you're an RVP, the Answer Connect, we were talking, Josh and I were talking, he can tell you a little bit more about what's going on, but everybody that's gotten Answer Connect, they're like, it's the greatest thing it's ever been. I've had an answer sort of for years. Okay. I want a live answer 24/7. I don't want to answer the phone. All right. Acuity, Microsoft Office. I've been using these voice notes. Oh, these voice notes are incredible because you can remember when you're following up on these people, what you were talking about, stuff like that. So anyway, so with that, guys, what I'm going to do, I'm going to open it up real quick. And then, hey, Lucas, walk me through, we're ready to go. On this, let me go into Sales Team Pro and do this. Hold on, Sales Team Pro. Lucas, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Hey, Roy.
Okay.
You're talking about the retirement quiz, right?
Yeah, I want to get you to walk me through it because I know it's working.
All right. Yeah. So there on your dashboard, there is a shareable link at the top. You'll see there the retirement gap quiz, and that'll show you your landing page, which you can share with people who aren't contacts. using that one, there's also a campaign set up for existing contacts that you can send out. And okay. That's under the client category.
You guys see what's your number one retirement mistake? Y'all see that? Am I up?
Yep.
Okay. So we go right there. I am currently retired. Next. 50 to 59. I'm married. So all of this is starting to create, okay, what they've got. All right. And then, all right, let's keep going. We're just going through all this. Very well diversified, whatever. I'm just doing all of them. You know, do you have holdings, like employers and company stock? Isn't this cool? All right.
So depending on how they're answered, it's going to push them into specific retirement gaps. And there are four. So it's possible, depending on how they answer, that they'll get four separate PDFs explaining their situation.
And do we have, Lucas, do we have those anywhere that we can look at on here?
No, but I can add those. What I'll do is I'll put links to those kind of in a note on the campaign.
All right. Yeah, let's do that. Lucas, so
we can see what we're going to do as well is on Clubhouse on next Friday, which Roy's going to be on the Friday after that. But next Friday, we're going to talk about the four options, what they are, how to explain them, how to actually explain that when somebody gets each and every one of them. We're going to do that in the Clubhouse.
So guys, this is something that is also, and Josh, have we got the video up too?
No, video's not done yet.
Okay. So we're going to have a video. Actually, Josh is doing the video for us and it'll be usable for everybody. And so what we're going to do is have that up, but I want you to think about this. This is like you could do this for somebody that you're talking to them and they, you're talking about retirement, your prospect, say, hey, can I send you something? Okay. It'll give me a better idea what's going on. And then you can just text it. You can email it. You can, do whatever you want to do with it. And Josh and Steve and Lucas put this thing together. And I mean, this is high level, bad to the bone, right? How about that? I mean, that's what I think this thing is going to be just an incredible way for you to go out and figure things out with that. So then they'll fill this out. Okay. And then they'll get this report. This report has different things that they need to be thinking about based. And it basically, if they go down this path, they get this. Okay. That kind of thing. So anyway, any comments, Josh, more comments on this?
I mean, the main thing is it's a prospecting tool, as you said, to give them something so that you it can actually, the main thing is, as we all know, curiosity is what really gets people. And what it does is it creates curiosity and fear, because you're suddenly asking questions like, what are the little known fees you're paying inside your 401k? And you're like, what are they talking about? Little known fees. All of a sudden you realize, I don't know something. And it gets people really thinking. It's the experience that I've had. And then people, you know, they start writing me or calling, and you do a follow-up call. And it's just amazing. It's brought in millions of dollars of production for me in the short period of time that I had the quiz. So I know it's gonna blow up for everybody if you really use it as a real prospecting tool.
So yeah, and guys, what happens is I had this, remember this, whoever has the most options is always in control of anything, okay? So you wanna have all these options where you're never in a weak spot, okay? So you can approach somebody, if you've got one way of approaching somebody, okay, then you're very limited, but you can go approach them this way and this way and this way and this way and this way. Eventually what happens is something catches, all right? And then you get them in the system, okay? And before you know it, you wake up and you're like, where'd that come from? And then you don't even know where it came from. Okay. All you know is it was part of the system. And that's part of this marketing calendar that we're always going to be, you know, I totally believe that if you'll, you know, it's a whole idea of, are you working in your business or do you work on your business? You want to be putting time working on your business, not just in the business. Okay. And once you do that, you'll start seeing things come about like crazy. Hey, we're going to open up, get some comments here. We've got a couple of new people too that I want to talk to. Let me stop the share and let's start with JC Ruddy. What's up, buddy? I saw you on here somewhere. JC.
Hey, I'm here, man. What's
going on? All right, buddy. Tell us what's good. Give us some ideas here.
Give us some ideas. I was talking to Kristen. I'm like, I'm really just starting to dig into this stuff. I hired a gal to start working with my sales team pro. I don't have many ideas. I appreciate all the information.
Where do you live?
I live in Des Moines, Iowa, but okay. Central Altoona, Iowa is right there. So I'm with Tom Rice up here. And I'm just learning, bro. I'm actually looking to really turn this up. I've had sales team pro for a year. I haven't really been using it much. Josh Mock's a good friend of mine. He's been kind of prodding me to get my butt in gear. And so, just grateful to be on here. That's really what I got today. So,
well, very good. Well, you know, and here's the thing about it. Start documenting some of the things that you're doing, because, you know, the best part about our whole group here is people, they come up with stuff that they're doing. And what I'm really hoping is on Saturday, you know, all this technology, that there's so many other things that we're going to be able to use to help people grow. So Saturday is going to be a great day. I want to encourage everybody to be there for that. But hey, thanks for jumping in and doing everything. How about Dan Roos? Where's Dan at?
Sir. I'm here. Hey
buddy. Now, where are you at, Dan?
I'm in Williamsburg, Virginia. I'm in the part of the Extreme Nation Great Hierarchy from the Dean and Sarah Francis.
All right. I talked to Dean this morning early. So.
Yeah, he's awesome. So a couple of things that I've been doing that have been helpful. First of all, getting an assistant has been gold. You know, reading Howard Lashner's book, listening to you. I talked to Jared Nelson, and that just gives you a good sense of being able to do more focused money-making items. So I really am excited about that. One of the things that I do is a thing called BNI. It's a Business Networking International. It's a group of like mind, you know, everybody's a different, owns a different type of a business, but we pass referrals to each other. And I have gotten a ton of business out of that. I literally 2 weeks ago rolled $260,000 from a client. They had a different financial advisor at the time. And then, you know, sat down with me and, you know, going through the education like you talk about, Roy, and they were just like dumbfounded that, you know, the person that was working with them had never shared any of this information with them. And they thought that that was great. And so then they gave me, you know, their money, which was awesome. And then the in-service rollovers of the people turning 59 and a half, that if, you know, that you've got that through the sales team pro, which is great. And I just sat down with a client who he actually just turned 60, but I rolled $851,000 from his 401k. He's actually going to retire in April, but, you know, we moved it already. And so those are great avenues. Business networking, we've done through Zoom for the last year, obviously, with the pandemic, but they've opened up Virginia recently. So we're actually meeting in person again. So those are some things that I'm doing that have been very, very helpful.
Very good. And, you know, that in-service withdrawal, guys, that is, I mean, that is That is money. I was on a call earlier this morning. Guy's 6 months away from, he's a police officer. And he's like, I'm counting the days when I'm retiring. So we got 6 months and we can move your money now, you know, that kind of thing. And so, yeah, keep that in mind. Hey, I'm going to call on somebody. She didn't know I'm going to call on her. But anyway, this is one of my RVPs out of Atlanta, Janine Martin. And Janine has been jumping on board with us. And tell Janine, what's going on? Tell well, some of the things you're doing. You got some of the flyers too, right? So tell what's happening.
So I feel like an octopus on skates, actually. And it's amazing how, you know, when you're ready, you're ready. And I had signed up for a marketing online event. It was 3 days long. And the second day, Mike's like, what the crap are you doing? You know, you've been sitting at the computer 8 hours a day. So he's listening in and he's like, hey, Roy already has this built out. What are you doing? You know,
hey guys, real quick, just to give you kind of an idea. They are my RVPs. Okay. And now we're starting, right? Okay. Are y'all hear that? Okay. So if you, there you go. All right.
Patience is the big play. Patience.
So tell us what, give us, did you do your start? Did you start the door hangers yet?
Well, no, the door hangers. So I've got so much stuff going. So I'm mastering Sales Team Pro. And just to let you guys know what we have access to, I was getting ready to pay $30,000 for somebody to build a system to do this marketing. And what Roy has put together is a thousand times better than what this lady could ever have put together, because she doesn't know our system. She doesn't know our language. She doesn't know our products. And so it's just a blessing. So I'm mastering Sales Team Pro. Mike and I are now calling every birthday person a day. So that is our game plan. You know, we already have 15 appointments on the books just from calling birthdays of the people that actually pick up the phone. And so we've got the website. We're doing the website with Lucas. So we have our own personal website. We're doing the video to have a video introduction of ourselves and then the LFIC. So we've decided not to do the door dingers yet until the fall, because it's really hot Atlanta. It's freaking hot in Atlanta. So we're going to do that in the fall. But this summer is really take advantage of making the phone calls, Roy, just like you said, the in-service distributions. I have a young lady who's 60 years old. She has almost 1 million. So this month we should do a little bit over 2 million in investments. Mapping out our month, you know, one of my hot words is freedom, you know, and I don't mind working hard, but I'm just at an age where I'm not quite 28 anymore. So the idea of working 2 days a week and taking 2 weeks off is super sexy to me. It's super exciting because there's a lot of things you can do in the world with travel. So it's really, Roy, allowing us to design our life and to be the master of our ship and not to be mastered by it.
Right.
And so, you know, my number one goal is to have more people on this call than anybody else.
There you go. Well, get them on. Get them on.
Competitive. So driving people to your trainings.
Hey, so Janine and Mike, they've been with me now
forever.
Yeah, forever. First generation RVPs down in Atlanta and $300,000 earners. So anyway, so let's see who else we got in here. Let me see. Anybody jump in? Ed Randall, what's going on, buddy? How you doing?
I'm doing great, Roy. I'm sitting here looking at my friend J10. Okay, long time no see, gal, and it's great to see you become a disciple again. You know, I'm happy for you guys, and you know, eventually we all come home, right, Roy? But Roy, I'm going to throw one at you that you'll get a good kick out of. Let me give you a scenario, just real quick, and this is what's in front of Ed Randall and his family right now. Our hierarchy now, instead of Ed and Barbara, Barbara's still with me, and we're tighter than ever, but we now call our hierarchy or our the Randall family, okay, instead of Ed and Barbara, because now involves Stacy and Bill. very much so. And so try this one, okay? It's an idea. You're going to laugh at me, I know, but don't laugh too hard, okay? If you take Ed Randall's base shop, okay, I have about 2,700 clients. 2,700 clients, okay? About $55 million worth of AUMs. And then you take Stacy's, Bill's, Keith Wetter, who is a heavy hitter, first generation, Smithson's family, which is a heavy hitter in securities. Just that group, there's so six, there are 10,000 clients within that group of five people. That's one whale of a firm, Roy. The one whale of a firm. And the more, and by the way, the total AUMs, I don't have any idea, but it, you know, 250, 300, 400 million maybe or more, and probably more. And you know, it's like a hungry dog in a meat house trying to figure out what to do with this. And we think we've finally broken the code. We're going to focus on doing the basic things that you've taught us, okay, of using, we're going to call them all, every one of them we possibly can. So we've already put a crew together that is making a little dent in it, but quite frankly, they're going to take a whole lot more effort to address 10,000 clients. So we're working hard on it, using the SDP. Eventually, every one of those people we contact will go into the SDP system with all the drips and everything that go along with it. So we've been a little slow, but we're getting there, kind of like JT. You know, we'll figure it out one of these days. I think we got it. We'll be calling on you to help us figure out what to do with 10,000 clients and all those AUMs.
Well, I'll tell you, and the thing about it, Ed, the way I looked at back in the days when, you know, I went off the radio, I had my big marketing system geared around that. And then I started adding all these other, I'd already done all this other stuff, but I said I had 40,000 customers. And I thought, what's the easiest way for me to do business? Just keep them happy and get a referral. And not a referral, but give me a sale. You know?
Roy, let me interrupt you and really make your point even more, okay? 10,000 clients. What if we, and this obviously ain't going to happen exactly like this, but if you got an average of one referral from each one of your clients.
Yeah, you double.
What are we doing out here trying to prospect, beating our head up against the daggum wall when we're sitting on top of a gold mine? We've known this for years. Thank goodness you're helping us put it together, the programs where we can mine it.
Well, you know, I had a conversation with Peter Snyder, and I told him, I said, Peter, we never recruit another person. Okay. We can do, and the rules are you can only talk to your existing clients. We'll do more business than we're doing right now.
I think you're right. I mean, the
crazy part that, and you're going to see that, and you know this, you can call a lot of these people I haven't been talked to in 10 years, and you call them and they're nice. They're not mad. Okay. A lot of people are, they'll be fine.
Yeah. We're excited about it, Roy. And I've been trying to play the game the way I played it 40 years ago, and it ain't only hard, it's impossible. And in today's environment, the way the game's being played to build the big base shops, look, I tip my hat to those folks. I think it's great. Back in when I was in my 40s, I had that kind of energy. And it's the way I played the game, and that's the reason why we got 147 RVPs in the hierarchy. But not today. Totally different game for me to play. And kind of foolish to think like that. And I've wasted a good bit of time, quite frankly, trying to be something that I'm not in a position to really be the best at. So right. Why not move it over just a little bit, okay, just a couple of tweaks and saying, okay, we're going to play the game the smart way now. We've moved from trying to set records with production and bonuses and all of that to bottom line net profit for EHRI. Right. We're running a business, babe, and that's the way we're looking at it. And the best source of improving that bottom line is to not only do what you've been talking about, maintain your expenses, okay, keep them low, minimize those, because you don't have to spend a lot of money to make a lot of money in this business. We used to think so. You have, and so have I. But you don't have to do that if you work smarter. And what we're running into now is finding, like you said, these people are welcoming us when we come to see them, come talk to them. And thank God for Zoom. We've learned how to do business with Zoom and over the internet. It's a whole new day, babe. And I got to tell you, it's turning this old guy on. No question about it.
I mean, it's fun. I mean, it's fun when you have people. You know what I'm saying? That kind of deal. John Peretz, what's up, buddy? Give us some ideas.
I'm just sitting here, like, just blown away with everything that's been said so far. Truly, the quiz is unbelievable. I think that, you know, added to everything that we do, what you just laid out on create a recurring marketing calendar. I'm so guilty of, you know, just randomly doing things that to sit down, I literally am going to take tomorrow and sit down and plan out the second half of the year. So we're not scrambling around. I thought that was a huge nugget. Honestly, you know, there's so much that we do with Sales Team Pro, but it's all just blank right now. Cause like everything that you guys have thrown at us today is like, you know, one thing I'll just share it right now. We, based on talking with you, Roy, and showing up every week, we just branded our own thank you cards, had those made, those just got delivered. And I'm listening to you about marketing, and Vistaprint had sent a sticker, and then they got a promo in here, and I'm sitting here going, why aren't we sending out stickers to every thank you so that they can put them on things? Here's a simple way to write inexpensive to brand ourselves out there. Just another way. And I never would have thought of that if you didn't literally just go over what you were talking about today.
Be optimized and always optimize. George Verdugo, what's up, buddy? I know you're sitting there. I can just see George is like, I got some ideas.
No, you know, I'm just thinking, you know, the last few weeks I've sat in on these calls just to absorb. And like I've said many times, these Tuesday morning calls are probably the most beneficial because they are chalked with concepts and ideas that, I mean, you can implement and start creating things. What I will tell you is, you know, there's different seasons in the business. You know, like Ed was talking about, you know, he's probably not going to go build another $100,000 base shop, but if he mines the walls of the business that he's got, he can double or triple his income with relative ease. And what I've seen is that STP has opened up some doors that I didn't even imagine. I was telling Josh the other day that I started asking a question since I'm getting in contact with people trying to clean up my database. I started asking the question, hey, are your mom and dad still alive? And it was just a really innocent question that I asked. And I had a client that says, well, you know, funny thing is my mom died about 2 months ago and my dad's in hospice and I think he's getting ready to pass away. And I just said, so who's going to help you with transferring the estate? She says, we don't have anybody. Hopefully you're willing to help us. The father was a factory worker, somehow managed to amass $1.9 million in assets that he's going to split amongst four kids. And just with that innocuous question that I asked, there's a couple of million bucks. And I'm thinking every one of my clients is above the age of 50 because of following up. Now I actually have a way. I mean, I really believe that doing $1 million a week in the very near future is not unforeseen. If you start looking at some of the leadership or the leader sheets, I got a buddy by the name of Rick Miller out here in California, runs about a $40,000 base shop. I think he's at $140,000 in income. And we all know who Ben Shepherd is. We all know who Howard Lashner is. Matter of fact, Howard Lashner wrote a book on following up the mistakes that we make with by not following up properly. You can get it on Amazon. So I'm just telling you, I'm kind of in awe of what's going on. And like a lot of people said, you know, I've been sitting on this for a while. I've really started to implement a lot of the strategies, you know, really starting to use the tools. And like, I'm looking at my board here in my office. In the next 30 days, I got $1 million that's coming through. And that's stuff that I implemented last week or two. So to get the flow going, if we can stay consistent, making $100,000 a month is not that bad. I mean, I'm in the baseball cap and shorts, and I could have never imagined that I could run a business with relative ease. And I will tell you this, for those of you that have any struggles with this, you got to keep moving forward to the point where the business will eventually become easy. Because I laugh at this, you know, I'll go make $10,000 or $15,000 in a day, and I scratch my head and I say, I hope nobody finds out who I really am because they quit paying me the kind of money that they're paying me. But yeah, hey, dude, everything you're doing is right on. I'm a student here, bro. That's why I try not to say a lot But I'm getting a tremendous amount of value out of this.
Very good. Very good. You always add to it. Hey, Arlie, close us out. We got about a minute. We'll get on to the next call. I think Hector's coming on with.
Couldn't be said better than these guys. I mean, it's just ditto. I mean, we are in a real business. I hear John and Ed and George and everybody talking. And you know, for $600 a year to belong to something like you offer, Roy, I mean, like, give me a break. Like, there is nothing on the planet like this. You know, I see your numbers, you know, always up there right at the top. And I think everything you're doing is so in line with the values that I have and the business philosophies. And I just love everything about it. And I know we don't use as much leverage out of it as we should, but it's there if we want to use it. And so, like Ed said, you know, we've never, and especially at our ages, we're not going to build a $100,000 base shop, but our income's up 11% this year. And, you know, we're banging on the door of a couple hundred a month, every single month. And I keep thinking, yeah, but it's going to die because we're not doing this massive base shop. But you know what? The securities business and the insurance together, you know, buy term, invest the difference, and the invest the difference part that brings us stability and the recruiting and the distribution. And I mean, you hit all that stuff. It's not like you miss any of it. It's like some people get on and say, oh, it's all about sales. No, it's all about building distribution and living a great life at one point and golfing for 7 days while the system is working. And so to me, it's like, hey, I love it. I can't say enough good about it. And thank you, Roy. And we just look forward to lots more great days ahead because this is the beginning of the best time. This isn't anything in the middle or the end. This is the beginning of the best time. And I'm looking forward to it big time. Back to you.
All right, guys. Hey, thanks, Arlie. Guys, 8 a.m. Pacific. We got our kickoff this coming Saturday. It's going to be incredible. And other than that, I will talk to you Saturday. Let's get busy and get your team on there. Talk to you later.